Welcome to Politically Correct. In this episode, I'm going to talk about this headless chicken syndrome in our opposition camp. As you may remember, way back in 2007, our then envoy to the US, Ronen Sen, had created a huge controversy by describing the critics of the Indo-US nuclear deal as headless chicken. Well, I'm not using that metaphor, or I'm not using that term to describe our politicians. I won't do that given the kind of furore that Sen's statement then had created in parliament and outside. But I'm just using it as a metaphor to describe the total confusion in the opposition camp when it comes to their reactions to big public issues. What happened on Saturday? This episode is about what happened on Saturday when Samajwadi Party chief and former UP chief minister Akhilesh Yadav declared that he would not be taking what he called the BJP's vaccine. Of course, it has become a big controversy, and the BJP leaders have gone to town panning the opposition leaders for not respecting or for not being proud of anything that is Indian. But it's not the first time that Akhilesh has done. Anyway, like coming to Akhilesh, dealing with this Akhilesh issue first. Samajwadi Party spin doctors, after it became a huge controversy, now they started telling us that, you know, it actually helps Akhilesh. It might have become a big controversy, but it helps Akhilesh politically, because in UP, it would actually help him consolidate the anti-BJP votes in his favor. In the opposition camp, there are too many rivals. Of course, you have Mayawati's Bahujan Samaj Party, then you have MIM entering the UP election. It is already in talks with the smaller regional outfits. So Akhilesh would like actually all the anti-BJP votes to unite in his favor. But this is what the spin doctors say. I don't believe much of it. What Akhilesh Yadav has done is to damage his own credential as a politician. Now, in such critical times, when the country is facing such a huge public health crisis, you want the people to have faith in a vaccine. We saw how the US President designate Joe Biden. We saw him, how he was taking vaccine on live television. That's how our public representatives are supposed to behave. I mean, you have to win the trust of the people. You have to instill faith in the vaccine among the people. You don't run your vaccine down. But it's not the first time that an opposition leader has done this. We have seen it over the years, especially after in the past 3-4 years, how confused opposition leaders look like. Any issue of huge public importance, of huge public interest, and you find these people talking in different voices. We saw what happened when Article 370 was nullified. And Amit Shah, very cleverly, Home Minister Amit Shah chose the Raj Sabha, knowing fully well that the leader of opposition was Ghulam Nabi Azad, the former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister. And others also, now many MPs there in the Raj Sabha, they have their own ideological affinities, they have their own liberal values, and they are known to have those liberal values, and the BJP would have actually predicted their reaction. And we saw what happened the moment Amit Shah declared that a special status for Jammu and Kashmir was gone. We saw the kind of furore that you had in the Raj Sabha by Azad and by all of the opposition leaders, and it really helped the BJP. It fed into that narrative. Even before that, look at what happened when the surgical strikes happened. Almost on predictable lines, you saw the opposition leaders, especially the Congress leaders, asking for proof of those strikes, surgical strikes on terror camp across the LOC. Again, we saw the same reaction after Balakot strikes, when Congress leaders started asking for proof of the number of casualties on the other side. Now, all this feeds into the BJP's narrative of nationalism, and it actually helps the BJP to project the opposition as less nationalist than they are. And Akhilesh has fallen into the same trap by doing this. What has it done? I mean, there are some genuine questions about the vaccine, not one of the vaccines. As we know, over the weekend, India's top drug regulator approved two vaccines. One is Covishield, that is developed by Oxford University in collaboration with the British-Swedish firm, that is AstraZeneca. And another vaccine is Covaxin, that is developed by the Indian biotechnology company, Bharat Biotech, in collaboration with the ICMR. So Covaxin will be our first indigenously developed vaccine. Now, there are many questions being asked about it, because the Covaxin is still in the phase 3 trial. And the data of efficacy, the complete data of efficacy, is not available. But our drug regulator went on to approve this vaccine too. Covishield along with Covaxin. Now, many opposition leaders have been asking questions about the need for this haste. And their apprehension, they shared in private with us, their apprehension is that, you know, the BJP is trying to play that vaccine nationalism, in the sense that, you know, if you had gone ahead and gone ahead with vaccination program with Covishield, but that's apart from the fact that it's manufactured in India, there's not much indigenous thing about it, because it was developed by a foreign company in collaboration with Oxford University. But when you also approve Covaxin, well, the ruling party leaders, the government, may have every reason to thump their chests. Well, look, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has got its first indigenously developed vaccine. And they are doing it, actually. We've seen what BJP President Nadda has been tweeting and saying. He is saying that, look, within a year after the pandemic hit India, our scientists and innovators have developed a cure for this coronavirus. They have got a vaccine. Then he goes on to say that, and the Congress and the opposition, these people are not proud of anything Indian. Well, BJP has got something to talk about. So even if there may be some genuine questions about the efficacy of the, about the haste in giving approval to a vaccine, which is still in phase three trial. And mind you, if the government had waited, or drug regulator could have waited for another few weeks and let all the data come in, and then we would have our indigenously developed vaccine for sure. So what was the need for the haste? There are some questions which probably the drug regulator needs to come clear on, but all these questions have got buried because of what Akhilesh Yadav has said. Whether it suits his political interest in UP or not, but he has come out looking pretty badly after his comment about BJP's vaccine. And in fact, I would say that Akhilesh Yadav has in fact been able to create that BJP's vaccine now, because BJP leaders would be going around the town saying how the opposition leaders have been dismissive of this vaccine. BJP would obviously own it up, and why not? If you have opposition leaders like Akhilesh Yadav talking like this, of course, I mean, BJP has all the reasons to celebrate. Before I end up, I would actually say that opposition leaders should be mindful of that aphorism, which is attributed to sometimes to Abraham Lincoln, sometimes to Mark Twain. The aphorism goes like, you know, it's better to remain silent and be thought as a fool than open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel and press the bell icon to get the latest updates.